Risa Sridhar-Prince is in the studio with me tonight. She's a glass artist here in town. She's also chair of the artist committee for Essex Studio, which is also here in town. Essex Studios houses what may be the most diverse group of artists in town. We'll find out more about them and also about the upcoming Art Walk at Essex, which is happening on Friday and Saturday evenings, March 6th and 7th, from 6 to 10 p.m. Risa, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you for having me.
I want to talk about what this building was that Essex is housed in before it became studios, because it seems like a wonderful recycling or repurposing of a space. So tell us, if you would, where it is and what it used to be.
Well, Essex Studios is located at 2511 Essex Place at the corner of Essex and McMillan, right off of the Taft Road exit on 71. Originally, the building was a clock manufacturing company. It then morphed into a clothing manufacturing building and stayed that way until about 15 years ago. Hamilton Tailors was there. They notably are the ones that make the green jackets for the PGA Masters tournament and the Augusta Country Club. And about 10 years ago, when the demand for the rest of their products started to fall off, artist studios were created out of the original manufacturing space. And right now we have about 100 studios in the building and over 120 artists.
I would like for you to talk about some of the diversity of art that's represented there, because it is quite extraordinary. So what kinds of artists have space there?
We have all sorts of artists, starting with photographers, the traditional painters. The Clay Alliance Ceramics Group is there, along with other potters and mosaic artists. We have musicians and metalsmiths, mixed media artists, concrete, glass. People make jewelry. They make musical instruments, screen printers, sculptors, woodworkers, graphic designers, letterpress, recording and production studios. And in addition to that creative group, we also have a massage therapist, a gym, an actor's studio, a museum, and even a church. So we are a very, very diverse building. I call it the broadest view of art under one roof.
That certainly sounds like it lives up to that. I'm interested to ask you, do people, as well as working on their art there, are there lessons that are given there? Does the theatrical group actually put on presentations there? And do tell me about the church.
The theater group, to start with, is one that does both instruction and performances on site. Occasionally, the performances will coincide with our art walks. That usually means parking's a little dicey. But we all attract large audiences, and we love it when they're in performance as well. The church is called Missio Dei. They have a huge congregation that meets primarily traditional Sunday morning times when most of the artists aren't around. And they are also quite supportive of the arts efforts and donate space to the artists so that we can hang in their gallery space as well as our own studios.
Oh, that's lovely. Tell us about Art Walk. What does it involve? If someone attends, what might they expect to see?
Our Art Walks are held on 5 weekends in 2015. The next one is March 6th and 7th. All of the artists have the opportunity to participate by opening their studios and setting up gallery spaces so people can see their newest work. Several of our artists will also do demonstrations during the art walks. Personally, I bring people into my studio and show them how I make my glass works. And frequently, we will have people who serve wine and cheese, a typical gallery reception. Light bites are served. We always have a food truck, so when people get hungry, there's an opportunity to grab something to eat and sit down in the cafe. And what you'll see is most of our artists who have spaces there will show you their paintings and other works, and we also sell.
So things can be purchased that night.
Absolutely.
On those nights.
Most of us take cash, check, credit cards, whatever works for our patrons. And we'll work with our customers so that they can take it with them that night, or we can arrange for delivery.
No starving artists that night.
We try hard not to be.
I think in the past, sometimes there's been a theme. Is that true for this particular event or maybe later in the year?
For 2015, we have gone themeless. We're finding that most of the artists are creating new work from their own inspiration. So we have not selected a particular theme to exploit this year. We are hoping that people will come and, because of our diversity, get a great feel for what their individual taste is. It's probably the only place where you can see very traditional work, rather contemporary work. And for me, I always say that you should have art around you all the time because every day should be a special occasion.
I want to hear about your particular art because you are wearing a necklace that is just luscious, lights up the room. And I know you're a glass artist. My understanding is that there are different techniques. For instance, someone might be a glass blower. Talk about the particular techniques that you use and what you create from them. I'm assuming this gorgeous necklace you have on is one of them.
Absolutely. The necklace that I'm wearing is actually a piece that coordinates with my first project. My first glassmaking project on my own was to make a set of dishes for my dining room. And I do fused glass. It's probably the oldest glassmaking technique that we know about. It started in ancient Egypt in kind of natural fired elements that came together to create glass from sand. And in more recent years, the production-type glass has gone into glass blowing that you see. It's a very beautiful dance when you get these glowing orbs of red-hot glass at the end of a pipe, and it's really dramatic. What I do isn't quite as visually dramatic to start with, but I really hope that by the end it is equally dramatic in terms of my finished product.
Well, what are some of those products? Because you've alluded to jewelry as well as dinnerware.
Absolutely. I make a whole range of products from very simple pendant necklaces and earrings to functional pieces and also art wall type pieces. The dinnerware is really fun for me because I'm making bowls and platters and plates that people actually can use on a daily basis. And I love seeing someone respond to my work and enough to want to own it.
Well, it certainly sounds like it would brighten any table. I do want to thank you for coming and talking with us tonight about Essex Studio, as well as your own glass art. And we'll look forward to March 6th and 7th. From 6 to 10 for Art Walks.
Thanks for having me.
I've been talking with Risa Sridhan Prince, a glass artist, about Essex Studios, located in Walnut Hills. It houses a diverse group of artists, and they'll hold their first of several Art Walks on March 6th and 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.